Patel has always been one of my most capable and steady officers. I still can't believe she did what she did.
Chakotay, you and I have been setting examples for the entire crew far too long now for that to be the case. I've never been a parent, but do as I say, not as I do, has never struck me as a particularly good form of discipline.
You think they were both just doing what we would have done in their situation?
Janeway nodded. You have a better explanation?
Chakotay shrugged.
Not tonight. But what kind of commanding officers does that make us?
Apparently, terribly predictable ones.
Do you think Luxley is aware of that?
Oh, trust me. He knows.
We're going to need a few days to perform repairs and scan the new landscape of this system. And we're not going to let that star fall off our long-range sensors in the process. Now that it's free, do you think there's a chance those who did it might come looking for it?
A girl can dream, Janeway said with a mischievous twinkle in her eye.
Captain, to the bridge!
Chakotay rose abruptly.
On my way.
Janeway followed him out as he started toward his chair. Both paused as they took in the image on the main view screen.
What the hell is that? Chakotay asked.
Hanging before them was a large black sphere only visible by the reflected light of the system's single star.
Unknown, sir, Aubrey reported. Sensors didn't pick it up incoming. We started reading some sort of displacement field, and then it was just suddenly there.
Does it match anything in our databases? Janeway asked.
Actually, it does, Waters reported from Ops.
What?
It shares several key characteristics with that thing Lieutenant Kim destroyed yesterday. The thing that attacked Gwyn and ate our shuttle, Waters said. Only it is considerably more stable than its predecessor.
Yellow alert,
Chakotay said, as he took his seat, and Janeway settled herself in the one to his left.
Hail them,
Chakotay ordered. After a few moments, Waters reported,
No response, sir.
Chakotay looked to Janeway.
Open a channel, the Admiral ordered. This is Admiral Catherine Janeway of the United Federation of Planets. Please identify yourselves.
You think it's the Edremaya?
I think it could be.
The next thing either of them knew, they were picking themselves up off the deck. The bridge was bathed in darkness, illuminated faintly by weak crimson lights. The other officers on duty were doing the same.
Report,
Chakotay ordered. Waters was the first to do so.
The alien vessel is gone, sir.
Damage report?
None, sir.
Did they attack us?
We have sensor logs for the last 11 minutes, Waters said.
We've been out for 11 minutes?
I think so, sir.
Play the sensor log on screen, Janeway requested.
Together, Chakotay and Janeway watched as the strange black object altered its shape into a long rectangular configuration. Immediately following that, brightly colored lights all across the visible spectrum began to flash from it.
What are those?
Chakotay asked.
I don't know, sir,
Waters said. As this continued, the other fleet vessels could be seen moving in to surround the object. Chakotay almost ordered them off before he remembered that everything he was seeing had already happened. The lights dimmed and went out. Several seconds passed, and then a single white beam shot forth from the object in the direction of the Galen. Its shields held for less than 15 seconds before a massive explosion ripped through her. Chakotay felt his gorge rise as Janeway placed a hand on his arm to steady herself. He couldn't believe what he had just seen. He didn't want to.
Waters, scan for the Galen.
Yes, sir.
As she did so, several chirps sounded from her station. Vesta and Demeter were reporting in.
I'm sorry, Captain,
Waters finally said, her voice shaking.
She's gone. The Galen has been destroyed.
Thank you.
This is January Lavoie. Star Trek Voyager, Architects of Infinity, was written by Kirsten Beyer. The recording engineers were Ethan Donaldson and Noriko Okabe. Editing by Christina Picciano. Post-production by Hudson Sound. The associate producer was Jennifer Lopes. Star Trek Voyager, Architects of Infinity, was produced and directed by Karen Perlman. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Star Trek Voyager, Architects of Infinity, is available in print from Pocket Books. Also available from Simon & Schuster Audio, Star Trek Discovery, Drastic Measures, and Star Trek Titan, Fortune of War, written by David Mack and read by Robert Petkoff.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.